This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. It's been a deadly weekend in Iraq. Today, insurgents near Baghdad killed 17 Iraqis who worked for the U.S. Army. An Iraqi National Guard commander and three bodyguards were also killed. Attacks, including several suicide car bombings, occurred Saturday in Baghdad, south of Baghdad, and in Mosul in northern Iraq. In all, more than 40 Iraqis have been killed in the past 2 days. Four U.S. troops died on Saturday. One of the most dangerous places in Iraq is the main road to and from Baghdad International Airport. Some kind of attack happens there almost every day. On Thursday, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad informed American military and civilian officials that they should no longer use the road. From now on, the embassy will provide helicopter transport to the airport. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Baghdad.
The airport was the first major site near Baghdad that invading U.S. forces seized in April 2003. It has been occupied by U.S. forces since that time, but the U.S. has been unable to maintain effective control of the 10-mile stretch of road that runs from the airport to the city of Baghdad. And so each time that Qais has to drive his car to the airport, and that is often, he drives like hell, especially the last couple of miles to the checkpoint entrance to the airport grounds.
It's really dangerous. I heard every day exploding and car bomb, mortars, every day. We call the death line, the death road, between when we close to the airport. We drive very fast, 120 kilometers.
Sometimes much faster. Western passengers are usually advised to lie down in the back of the car so they won't attract attention. There's a sense that there are many insurgent eyes watching the road, carefully picking their targets. Qais, who prefers to be identified by first name only, says he narrowly avoided attacks twice.
I went to the airport. When I get the airport, after 5 minutes, the explosion happened. And the other, before I came, also 15 minutes, they blocked the road, the American and the Iraqi police, and they not allowed to anyone go. After 1 hour, 1.5, and then opened the road.
It may be unnerving for those who travel the airport road to barrel down it at 80 miles an hour, but it is even more frightening to be stopped at checkpoints established by Iraqi police. The traffic jams created by the checkpoints are highly vulnerable to suicide car bombs, and by far more Iraqi civilians have been killed on this road than U.S. military. At times, when Qais has had to wait at checkpoints, he's had the feeling the insurgents were infiltrating the crowds, especially the day he barely missed the bombing.
When that explosion happened, one guy came to me and asked me, what's happened? Different questions. And anybody dead, anybody injured? That's not, any ordinary people ask this question.
The U.S. military has yet to devise a strategy to keep the airport road open and safe. It patrols regularly, from the ground and also by helicopter. Each time the military has bolstered its presence, though, the insurgents have countered with tactics harder and harder to anticipate and prevent. The U.S. 1st Cavalry dedicates 1,000 troops to defend the road, but so far they have not been effective. At the Pentagon last Friday, Brigadier General David Rodriguez, the Joint Staff's Deputy Director of Operations, would only say there have been continuous military activities along the airport road, and they will continue. A spokesman for the U.S. military in Baghdad, Air Force Sergeant Eric Grill, read a prepared statement.
It is clear that the Baghdad International Airport Road is an important route used by both civilian and military traffic. Due to recent increased security threats along the route, several courses of action are being considered to mitigate those threats. At this time, I'm not at liberty to give any further details about these courses of action for security reasons.
Many Iraqis believe that if the U.S. military increases its presence along the road, that will only result in more attacks. Qais, the Iraqi driver who is so familiar with the road's dangers, agrees.
No, American, because American, they don't know the situation, and will make more problem. The resistance, they will try to attack them.
Qais suggests a solution from the old days, the use of the secret police. Hide them along the road, he says. The old secret police could figure out who's doing the attacks and how to stop them. Then again, it could very well be some of the old secret police who are doing the killing. So drivers like Qais are likely to face many runs down this road before the threat disappears. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.